You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Today, I'm going to show you how to make $1 million in 1 hour. Not from launching some shiny new tech startup, not from chasing the latest crypto pump and dump, not from dancing your way into virality on TikTok. I'm talking about closing one multifamily transaction. How many am I talking about? Just one. That's it.
I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cash Flow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Come on, Pommy. That sounds insane. But let me tell you something. This isn't insanity. This is harvest. And harvest doesn't happen by accident. It's a result of planting the right seeds in the right soil with the right strategy. Over the past 6.5 years, I've made $1 million plus in an hour more times than I can count. And I've watched others do the same. It's not just because we're the Kitty Sisters and we have some secret superpower. Though, hey, we do believe in divine favor. It's because we've learned how to position value, package opportunity, and present it to the right people at the right time. Let me take you back to 2018. Nan and I were sitting at a conference hearing people talk about how much money they made, how fast they closed, how big their deals were. We were shook. One guy made $1 million in an hour. 1 hour. And guess what? At that time, we had just lost all our income. Zero coming in. My parents planted this truth in us early on. If it's done by one, it can be done by anyone else. If it's possible for them, then it's possible for us. And if it's available to us, then guess what? It's possible for you too. So today, I'm not just going to inspire you. I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to break down exactly how you can make $1 million an hour by closing just one deal in the right way, in the right vehicle. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the foundational principle that makes it all possible. Without this, the math won't matter. But with it, everything changes. Most people spend their entire lives working inside a system that was never designed to make them wealthy. From the moment we enter school, we're taught to be good workers, not wealth creators. We're trained to trade time for money, trade effort for wages, trade loyalty for promotions, and hope that one day, if we follow all the rules, we'll be safe. But the truth, the system rewards obedience, not ownership. It promises stability, but rarely delivers freedom. So what happens? People will stay stuck. They work harder, clock more hours, take on more stress, and yet they feel like they're standing still financially. Meanwhile, someone else, sometimes working less, is earning 10 times more. Ever wonder why? It's not about working harder. It's not even about working smarter. It's about what level of wealth you operate at. That's why we teach something called the four levels of wealth ascension, a framework for understanding the invisible economic hierarchy most people don't even know they're part of. This isn't just about income, it's about leverage, and it's about ownership. It's about building the true financial and time freedom. Because if you're stuck at the wrong level, no amount of hustle will set you free. You don't need to work harder. You need to level up how you earn. So let's walk through each level so you can figure out where you are now and where you want to be and the path to get there. Once you finish this video and start wondering, which level of wealth ascension am I really at? Don't worry, we've got you covered. We've created My Wealth Ascension Assessment to help you figure out exactly where you are right now and what your next step should be. And it's free, because unless you know where you're starting from, you'll never be able to create a clear pathway to highest level of wealth. Click the link in the description to download it and get instant clarity on your wealth building journey. First, level one, the grind. This is where most people start and where far too many stay. At this level, you're trading physical effort for income. You get paid by the hour, by the job, or by the task. Whether you're a construction worker, a delivery driver, or an early stage freelancer, you're in the trenches doing the heavy lifting, literally and figuratively. The typical income range at this level falls between minimum wage and $75,000 a year. It's honest work. It's respectful. But here's the hard truth. You can't scale your body. And that's the ceiling most people hit. You see, our dad never got past this level. He wasn't lazy. In fact, he worked harder than anyone I've ever known. Start working at 2 a.m. and not leaving the office until 8 p.m. That's an 18-hour workday, 6 days a week. On paper, the paychecks were big, but every week felt like a financial emergency. Despite owning his own business, he was essentially stuck in a cycle where the vendor's check came in and immediately it flew out to pay employees, taxes, rent, and overhead. After everything, he was lucky to bring home $2,000 per week. But when you divide that by the 108 hours, that equals to $18.52 an hour, less than today's minimum wage at many fast food joints in California. The math simply didn't math. And this isn't just about blue-collar labor. Even white-collar professionals can be trapped. Take a dentist, for example. In California, they average $181,720 per year. That roughly translates to around $87 per hour. Sounds great, right? But after taxes, student loans, staff payroll, malpractice insurance, rent, and burnout, they might take home barely half of that. And they're still trading time for money with back-breaking work and zero levers. So yes, level one is where we all begin. But if you're still here too long, you're not just grinding. You're wearing down your most valuable asset, you. Next, level two, the middle, also known as management. This is where things start to look better, but it often feels worse. At this level, you're no longer doing all the physical work yourself. You're managing people, processes, or systems. Maybe you're running your own manufacturing firm like we did, overseeing operations, managing a dental practice, or leading a corporate team. The income range in this level, technically between $75,000 to $1 million per year. On the surface, it's a big upgrade from the grind. You've got a title, you've got an office, you have people reporting to you. And if you're lucky, you might even have a parking spot with your name on it. But here's the trap. This level is what we call the murky middle. You're too successful to be considered up and coming, but not successful enough to actually walk away. You're still trading time for money, just with nicer clothes, with a calendar full of meetings instead of manual labor, and the pressure, it's real. So in our fashion business, we're managing everything. Vendors across countries, production timelines, shipping deadlines, design communication, international logistics. We thought we were in control, but 95% of our income came from one client. We were essentially like baby penguins, completely dependent on our parents returning with food. And if they didn't, we wouldn't eat. And that's exactly what happened. We just received glowing feedback from the client's design team. Our quality was amazing, sell-through was strong, and they were planning 6 months ahead with us. We were ecstatic, literally high-fiving each other, already dreaming about the next big investment or vacation or the next big gadgets or toys we're gonna buy. And then one night while cooking dinner, I saw it on the news. Our client was shutting down all their stores, every single one. Not a slow fade, a complete collapse. Panic, I text my contact. She said, yes, it's true. Call me tomorrow. I don't even know what's happening. Just like that, everything disappeared. Yes, losing over 95% of our income overnight was brutal, but the emotional toll ran even deeper. We went from feeling like we were on top of the world to questioning everything. Were those big purchases irresponsible? Why didn't we plan for a soft landing? Could we even recover from this? Would our family be okay? But the part we didn't talk about publicly, the shame, the embarrassment of realizing we built something so fragile, and the saddest drop, going from industry insiders to invisible almost overnight, it wasn't just a business failure. It was a full-blown identity crisis. And the trap of level two isn't limited to entrepreneurs. A friend of ours, a brilliant designer, was offered a raise by her employer. At first, she was thrilled. It was validation, like the next step forward. But when we helped her figure out and break down the tax math, the truth hit hard. The raise bumped her into the higher tax bracket. Her actual take-home pay increased by just $28 a day. And that was before accounting for the longer hours, higher expectations, and more pressure. She was hesitant, but she still said yes. And what she didn't realize was she wasn't just saying yes to more money. She was saying yes to everything that came with it. She became the point of contact for every failed collection. The brand's performance stress landed on her shoulders. She was expected to respond to emails day and night, even on vacation, even during family moments. Her physical health began to unravel. First came the sleepless nights, then the baggy eyes, and then the hair loss. And finally, the chronic stress that crushed her immune system. The saddest part, she didn't take the raise to help her boss make millions. She did it because she wanted to build a strong, secure future for her family. But the very thing that she was trying to protect was what ended up suffering the most. Here's the hard truth about level two. Though you finally escaped the grind, you're not lifting bricks anymore. Now you're managing the crew. You've got a title, a team, and even maybe a corner office. But what if I told you? Level two is where most dreams quietly go to die. Not because the work is hard, but because the illusion is so convincing. Let me show you what happens when you climb the ladder and realize it's leaning against the wrong wall. So yes, level two gives you structure. It gives you status. It gives you a taste of success. But what it often doesn't give you is stability, security, or freedom. You're still working for someone else's dream, still depending on someone else's decision-making, still tied to someone else's outcomes. You can work 60 plus hours a week, crush every KPI, deliver on every deadline, and still lose everything because you don't control the bigger picture. And that's why level two is not a destination. It's just another rung on the ladder. It gives us a wake-up call needed, and it might be exactly the wake-up call you needed to. Next, level three, the influence, the persuaders. This is where the game changes. You're no longer paid for what you do. You're getting paid for what you say, how you say it, and who listens when you do. At this level, you're not lifting bricks or managing staff. You're moving markets with your message. It's the home to sales pro, capital raisers, content creators, YouTubers, marketers, podcasters, authors, and speakers. Anyone whose voice is their vehicle. And when done right, that voice can take you anywhere. Income ranges from top tier content creators like $1 million to $100 million. Think Mr. Beast. This is leveraged through amplification. Your words, your brand, your face can work for you even while you sleep. One video, one story, one webinar. That's all it takes to reach thousands or millions today. This is the level where people go viral, build fan bases, raise capital, launch product lines, or create category-defining brands. But for every story of influence as freedom, there's another that ends in emotional collapse. Take Ryan Higa. He wasn't just a YouTuber. He was the YouTuber. One of the first to crack the code on comedy, relatability, and consistent virality. He made millions laugh using nothing but a camera, some friends, and wild creativity. He was Mr. Beast before Mr. Beast, just without the budget or production team. But the price, it built slowly. Then all of a sudden, years of writing, filming, editing, and uploading without fail, constantly wondering, will this video flop? Refreshing analytics at 3 a.m., reading every comment and absorbing every insult, the pressure to outdo himself never ended. Every success became the new baseline. Every view count, a scoreboard for self-worth. Until one day, the joy just disappeared. And so did he. He didn't quit because he failed. He quit because he couldn't breathe anymore. That's what burnout looks like at level three. It's not a single breakdown. It's a slow erosion of your identity until the thing you love becomes the thing you dread. The camera becomes a weight, the audience becomes a mirror, and the silence after a post doesn't feel like peace. It feels like rejection. You'd think with all the effort, the income would be rock solid, but most creators don't make much from platform ads. They survive off of brand deals, sponsorships, affiliate links, constant pitching and negotiations, and that means their income is feast or famine. And when it's famine, there's nothing they can do to fix it overnight. The algorithm isn't taking their calls. Finally, level four, creativity, the innovators. So you made it to the level of influence. You've got attention, momentum, maybe even money. But deep down, you know you're still hustling. Your success is visible, but not scalable. And that's when it hits you. You're still playing someone else's game. You just leveled your costume. If you want to stop surviving on views and start creating visionary wealth, you need to step into level four. This is the summit, the highest level of wealth ascension, where income isn't earned, it's engineered, where you don't wait for opportunities, you designed it. At this level, you stop reacting to the market and start shaping your own economy. This is where entrepreneurs, capital creators, developers, visionaries operate. The people who think in systems, move in strategy, and build with scale. There's a spectrum inside of level four. Not everyone begins at the deep end. In our world of multifamily real estate, the most accessible starting point is becoming a limited partner, LP, a passive investor. This is where your money goes out into the world to have a career of its own. It's not about having your money work. It's about giving the right job so that it generates returns without your daily involvement. But that's just a start. The next step up in level four is stepping into the role of key principal, or KP. This is where you stop trading effort for equity and start leveraging your net worth and liquidity without having to work a deal like a full-time job. That's what a KP is for most operators, a means to an end. But for us, the Kitty Sisters, it's different. Our team already has the net worth. We already have the liquidity. So when we invite you as a KP, it's not because we need your balance sheet. We're giving you a behind-the-scenes seat at the table where you don't just observe. You gain proximity, develop pattern recognition, and receive real-time insights into how eight-figure deals are actually done and operated. This is the position you want to be in, especially if you're still unsure about becoming a co-GP. This is where we earn your trust, not with hype, but with transparency. KP is a great way to test the water before becoming a co-GP, bringing your capital, skills, and time. You need to make sure that you know, like, and trust the lead GPs, people like us who you'll be working with, because trust isn't built in theory, it's built in practice. And then at the deep end of the level four pool comes the role of general partner or GP. Becoming a GP isn't just a promotion, it's a full immersion into the architecture of a deal. At this level, you're not just watching value get created, you're the one creating it. There are five primary buckets of responsibilities that every GP team must cover: sourcing the deal, finding viable, high-performing investment opportunities, broker relationships, building trust, and staying on top of mind with brokers so that you get access to off-market or first-look deals. Human capital. While everyone is expected to contribute here, someone must lead the investment relations and capital pipeline. Asset management, overseeing the day-to-day and strategic operations of the asset post-close. Balance sheet strength, brings in the net worth and liquidity required to qualify for large loans. In in our team, we now have all five of these buckets in-house, but when we first started, we didn't. And that's what makes the general partnership structure so powerful. It's inherently collaborative. We leverage partners who brought the ingredients we're missing. And in doing so, we brought our unique value to the table. That's why GP partnerships are such a natural fit, because this is where 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It equals 1,000. The right partnership doesn't just add value, it multiplies it. Now time for the big payoff. One deal can change everything. Here's an example of a $77 million apartment acquisition we've done. To make it happen, we raised $39.4 million in equity. We charged a 1.5% acquisition fee. We structured an 80-20 LP GP split and targeted a 2x multiple in 5 years. Now, before we get into the juicy math, promise me one thing, that you're not going to go out running into the streets tomorrow trying to put together a deal just because you got hyped off of the numbers. I get it. This part is exciting, but let's make a deal. Don't go sprinting into your next broker's meeting armed with nothing but ambition and good vibes. Because if you're trying to lock down a $20 million apartment deal with enthusiasm alone, they're going to look at you like you just tried to pay Monopoly money. If you can promise me that, I'll show you the math. And when I first saw this math, by the way, I wasn't just surprised. I was shook to my core. It was like someone flipped the table on everything I thought I knew about money. The whole way I've been taught to earn a living, work hard, save, climb the ladder, it all crumbled in that moment. Because I realized people weren't just making money, they were multiplying it using strategy, creativity, and leverage. And once I saw that, I couldn't unsee it. My entire worldview changed. That's my goal for you as well. Not just to learn the numbers, but to have the same moment of, wait, this could be my path too, but only if you choose to take the blue pill. Because once you do, there's no going back. So let's get into it. Acquisition fee is $77 million times 1.5%. Acquisition fee then equals to $1,155,000. Limited partner passive investors profit, in this case, is 2x projected. That equals to $39.4 million. GP promo is 20%. So you take $39,400,000 times 20%. That equals to $7,880,000. So therefore, the total GP earnings, $1,155,000 plus $7,880,000. That equals to $9,035,000 from just one deal. And this came as a result of a one-hour investment opportunity webinar. Are you following me? This isn't just a career milestone. This is a multi-generational wealth created through one transaction. That kind of leverage, it doesn't just upgrade your lifestyle. It has the power to restructure your entire bloodline, to shift the financial destiny of your family for the next 3 to 5 generations or more. Because we're not just talking about making more money. We're talking about breaking cycles, building legacy, and becoming the first domino in a generational chain reaction of wealth. And here's the best part. You don't need to be born into this. We didn't have a trust fund. We didn't go to Wharton. We weren't handed a playbook. This isn't Silicon Valley. It's not Wall Street. And it's not reserved for the elite. This is real estate structured intelligently, scaled intentionally, and made possible by believing that more is possible. And to be frank, we weren't always at this level. We had to crawl our way through levels 1, 2, and 3. We started in level 1, watching our dad work 18-hour days and still coming home stressed. We grind through level 2, chasing prestige and promotion in the fashion business, wearing burnout like a badge of honor. We hustled through level 3, selling, pitching, and persuading, doing whatever it took to survive. Level 4 is where you gain the power to create your own economy, while others sit on the sidelines, paralyzed by inflation, interest rates, and headlines. We move forward with intention. That's why we launched our private credit fund, lending to operators while sitting in a protected income-generating position at the top of the capital stack. And that's why we're still building, even when construction is slowing down, because by 2026 and 2027, when new inventories dries up, our build-to-sale and build-to-rent projects will be perfectly timed to meet demands. This is what it means to stop depending on economic conditions and start designing your own favorable outcomes. You can't reach level 4 by wishing for it, and you certainly can't copy and paste your way here. You must become the person who thinks creatively, moves courageously, and acts decisively, because until you can do what level 4 requires, you'll never have what level 4 offers. So yes, this level can make you millions. Okay, listen, it's one thing to make $1 million in an hour, which is amazing, but if you got to send half of that back to the IRS, you really didn't make $1 million. Essentially, you just became the middleman between your money and the government. And nothing crushes momentum like realizing you worked smart, you moved fast, and you played big, only to keep a fraction of the wealth you created. That's what you've got to understand. The tax code isn't punishment. It's a playbook. It's filled with incentives, not obstacles. And when you play the game the right way, you don't just make more, you keep more. And here's the truth. Real estate is one of the most powerful powerful vehicles for keeping your wealth. Why? Because the government is literally incentivizing us to create clean, affordable housing. You help solve their problem and they reward you with massive tax benefits. Let me break this down. With bonus depreciation and the right structure, your passive losses can shelter your income. But it gets even better if you qualify as a full-time real estate professional. And no, you don't need a license. You don't need a real estate test. The depreciation from your investments doesn't just offset passive income. It can offset your ordinary income too. Translation, that $1 million an hour, you actually keep more of that. And that's how you build real sustainable generational wealth. You definitely need to check with your CPA for qualification requirements, but it isn't as hard as you may think. Now listen, you don't make $1 million an hour at the bottom of the wealth ladder. You make $1 million an hour when you operate at the top of the wealth ascension level, where you stop trading time for money and you start trading value for wealth. And that's exactly what we teach inside our Wealth Beyond Me community. We've got a massive waiting list right now. So if you're ready to stop hustling for every dollar and start making millions per hour, then join the Wealth Beyond Me waiting list today.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.